Today's Amud is Megillah Chasam Abayz. We're holding on Chasam Abayz by the Mishnah about a third of the way down. So continuing the Ein Bains, I believe now this is the seventh one, says the Mishnah, that Ein Bain Mitzayra Muskar LeMitzayra Mukhla. Really, before we start the Mishnah, maybe we'll just be makdim that the halacha, when it comes to tzaras, is as follows. A person has a nega. He has some sort of white spot on his skin. We're going to be discussing nige or basar. A person, he has a white spot on his skin. So he goes and he shows it to the kayin. And the kayin looks at it. If there's a simen tumah, and there are various simane tumah, one example of a simen tumah is two white hairs. So if the kayin, if he looks at the nega, and besides the white mark, he sees a simen tuma, so then he's machlet him as a mitzayra. Then he's called a mitzayra mukhla. Perhaps a certified mitzayra. If the kayin sees that there's a simen tuma, so then he's a mitzayra mukhla. He's a certified mitzayra. However, if all the kayin sees is the nega itself, but there's no simen tuma, there's just this white mark, but there's no simen tuma, so then the kayin is maskir him. He puts him into basically solitary confinement. He gets kicked out of the machne and he gets locked into a room. Lafi, the way Rashi learns and Chazanish says that's the ikker, is that he's locked inside of the house. He's not allowed to leave the house. Mamish, solitary confinement for a week. After the week is over, and again at this stage he's called the mitzayra muskar. He's a locked up mitzayra. So now after this week is over, the kayin looks at him again, and he looks at the nega, and again, if he sees that there's a simen tuma, so then he's machlet him, then he becomes a certified mitzayra. If the nega went away, so then he'll be metayer him, so that would be tyra from being a mitzayra muskar. And if nothing happened, if the nega is still there, but there's also no simen tuma, so then he's masker him for a second week. Then he's again a mitzayra musker, now for a second time. Now for a second week, he gets locked up in the house. So those are the three options. A simen tuma, he's machled him. If it goes away, he's metayer him. And if it's in between, there's no simen tuma, but it also didn't go away, so then he's masker him again for a second week. At the end of that second week, he once again goes to the kain, looks at the mitzayra, and again, if there's a simen tuma, so now he'll be machlet him. But this time, at the end of the second week, even if the nega didn't go away, if the nega's still there, as long as there's no simen tuma, so at this point he goes free, then the kayin will be metayer him. There's no such thing as being a muskar for a third time. At this point, the pashtus, there is a Rashi al Torah that maybe seems to say otherwise, but the pashtus, at this point now, at the end of the second week, even if the nega is still there, as long as there's no simen tuma, the fact that 2 weeks pass by, time itself heals, and now the mitzayra, he goes free. That's the basic halacha as it concerns a mitzayra. So those are the two types, as a mitzayra mukhla and a mitzayra muskar. So now, says the Mishnah, that ein bein mitzayra muskar, le mitzayra mukhla, there's no difference in terms of their halachas when it comes to a mitzayra muskar and a mitzayra mukhla, ela priya uprima. The only difference is priya uprima, which means priya is that the fact that the mitzayra has to let his hair grow, that only applies to a mitzayra mukhla, to a certified mitzayra, that does not apply to a mitzayra muskar. And prima is the fact that the mitzayra has to tear his clothing, that's also only by a mitzayra mukhla. And now says the Mishnah, that ein bein tahar mitay chesker, letayar mitay chechle, there's also no difference between the taira process of a mitzayra muskar and a mitzayra mukhlat, ela teglachas v'tzipayrim. The only difference is that a mitzayra mukhlat, when he becomes tar as part of his taira process, he requires teglachas, he has to shave all the hair off of his body. And he also, v'tzipayrim, he also has to bring a carbon, he has to bring two birds. That's only by a mitzayra mukhlat, that those things do not apply to a mitzayra muskar. Now says the Gemara, it's mashma from the Mishnah, that everything else is the same. So hala inyan shiluach v'tuma zevizeh shavin. When it comes to shiluach, the fact that there's shiluach machanais, like we learned in Pesachim, that the mitzayra, he gets kicked out, even of the machane Yisrael, he has to leave all the camps, he has to leave Yerushalayim. So that applies to both. That applies both to a mitzayra muskar and to a mitzayra mukhlat. And also tumah, the fact that the mitzayra has a very chamer dikatoma. A metzera walks into a house and he's metame like a mace. He's metame everything inside the house. So it's mashma from the Mishnah that that's the same. That applies both by a metzera musker and to a metzera mukhla. Now ask the Gemara minahani mili. So now this Rashi explains, this is going back on the din of the Mishnah. This that it says in the Mishnah that priya and prima, the fact that the metzera has to let his hair grow and tear his clothing, that only applies to a metzera mukhlat and not to a metzera muskar, so minani mili. How do we know that these halachas dafka apply to a metzera mukhlat? So says the Gemara, the Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak Kamedu Rav Huna, the Pasuk says with regards to a metzera muskar, it says that after the second week that he's in this hasker state, so the Kayin takes a look, and if there's no simen toma, so then the Kayin is metire him. And the Pasuk says, v'tiaraya Kayin, mispachasi, v'chigbeis begadav, v'tahir. It says that he pronounces that this person is tar, and the lashon of the Pasuk is v'tahir, which is mashma almost like past tense, that he was always tahir. So what does it mean that this metzera musker was always tar? We dash in from there that tahar mi priya mi prima, that he was never required to do priya and prima. But it's metzera mukhla, when he became tame, so he was required to do priya and prima. However, the metzera musker was always tar, which means that there was a certain leniency in his tuma. What is that referring to? The fact that he's not required to do priya and prima. The tar mi priya prima de meikara, that he was never required to do priya and prima. Amar le Rava. So Rava said that if that's true, elameato gabezav, if that's true that vitayer teaches us tahar demeikara, that he always was tahar, so then what about the word vitayer that it says by the parsha of Zav? Elameata gabezav dekatani by Zav, where it says vichives begada vitahir, there also it says a lashon of vitahir. So hasam my vitahir meikara ika. This is a pasuk about a Zav who saw three times even. So what's vitahir? What leniency was there ever in his tuma? This is talking about a Zav who baal shalish reiyos. So what does this vitahir mean? Ella, what are you going to have to say? That vitahir doesn't mean that there was a leniency in his tuma. You know what vitahir means? Ella tar hashda milatamik licheres behesen. What the Pasuk's referring to is that when you have this Zav who saw three times, so he said he requires Shiva Nikiyim. He has to have seven clean days. What happens on the seventh day? Does he have to wait for the seventh day to be complete? The answer is no. He could go to the mikvah on the seventh day itself. Miksas hayom kekulay. Once he counted some of the day, so it's like the whole day, and he could go to the mikvah. However, the halacha is that if he then has a re'iyah at some point during the day, even after he went to the mikvah, so now lemafreya, he never had Shiva Nikiyim, because that makes it that now that day wasn't a clean day. When it comes to counting, so you could count it as a day. However, if he ends up seeing, so that's Saiser the day, and now he never had his seventh clean day. So now what's going to be if after he went to the mikvah, he moved something? And now then, he had a re'iyah. So do we say the thing that he moved is tamei l'mafreya? L'chayr, we should say that. If the Zav, on day 7, he went to the mikvah, and then he touched something, thinking that he's going to be tar, and then he has a re'iyah, which is now l'mafreya, saiser, his whole svira. So l'chayr, now he's tamei l'mafreya, and now the thing that he touched, even after he went to the mikvah, should be tamei. Says Rava, that's what the Pasuk's coming to teach us. That no, v'taher, which means that he's tar, even the meikara, which means the thing that he touched remains tar. Even though it's true that he is now retroactively tameh, but there's still a leniency that the Torah is giving, that at that stage where he went to the mikvah and he was technically tar and he touched something, so that thing does not become tameh l'mafreya. Afal gav de hadar chazi. Even though this guy, this zav, he went ahead and he saw loy mitameh l'mafreya. He's not mitameh the klicheres that he moved l'mafreya. So that's what v'tayr means. Tayr doesn't mean there was a leniency in the tuma. It means that something that he touched, and he became tamei l'mafreya, that thing that he touched does not become tamei. So Hachanami says Rava, that also by Mitzayra, the word v'tahir doesn't mean that there was any sort of leniency in the Mitzayra Musker's tuma. Rather, what it means is that he's tar hashta milatame bebiya l'mafreya. That if you have a Mitzayra Musker, who 2 weeks, the Kayin looks at him, and the Nega, there's no Simen Tuma. The Nega didn't go away, but there's no Simen Tuma. So he said, what's the halacha? If he's clean, there's no Simen Tuma after the second Hesker, even if the Nega is still there, the Kayin sends him away. Now, what happens if then later there's a siman tumah that grows on this nega? So then he's going to become tamei lemafreya. Now it's going to be that he's tamei lemafreya. That's what Rava is saying, that now he's tamei lemafreya. And so what would be if you walked into a house after that second week was over? The kohen told him, yeah, you're good to go. You could go home. And he walked into a house, and then later he sees that he has a siman tumah. So now he's tamei lemafreya. Is the house that he walked in, does everything in that house become tamei also? That's the chiddush of the pasuk. V'tahir would means that he's not mitame the things lemafreya, even though he himself, which is a huge chiddush, even though he himself becomes tamei, just like by the Zav, even though he himself becomes tamei lemafreya, still the things that he touched, the house that he went into, that does not become tamei lemafreya. Says Rava, this is not a makar that a mitzera musker does not have a din of priya and prima. All the pasuk is coming to teach us is this chiddush. This chiddush that even though he himself is going to become tamei lemafreya, he's not mitamei lemafreya the house that he walked into. Now, as an aside, this gemara seems to be clear. This Gemara seems to be clear that the halacha is that when you have a mitzera musker, who after the second week of being locked up, and the kohen looks at him, and there's no siman tumah, the nega's still there, but there's no siman tumah, so he said the kohen says that he's tar, it seems to be clear from this Gemara that if then later on a siman tumah grows on his nega, so then the halacha is that he's tamei lemafreya. The chiddush of Rava was that he's not mitame the house he walked into, lemafreya. But him himself, he becomes tame, lemafreya. Now, that's a huge chiddush. That if you open up a Rambam, you're not going to see this halacha brought down. We don't find anywhere in the Paiskim that bring down these halachas that they ever mention this halacha. That if a mitzera musker, his nega stays there, but there's no siman tumah, and then later he grows a siman tumah, that then lemafreya he becomes tame. It sounds like even 50 years later. We never find, this was not something that you find in the Paiskim, and the Achreinim deal with it. Why is it that we don't find this halacha brought down? But al kapanim, that seems to be what comes out from this Gemara, that he does become tamei lemafreya, just he's not mitame the house he walked into. Hokopanim, we're still left without the makar. How do we know that the mitzera musker does not have a din of priya uprima to let his hair grow into tira's clothing? So Elama Rava explained that it's mehacha. This is the makar that the mitzera musker does not have a din priya uprima. The pasuk says v'hatzarua asher bay hanega. It's a pasuk by the parsha of priya uprima, and when it introduces the halachis of priya uprima, it just introduces it as applying to the mitzera Asher bay hanega, who has the nega. So obviously that's redundant. So what does the pasuk mean when it says v'hatzarua asher bay hanega, the mitzera who has the nega? Says Rava, we're supposed to darshan from here, misha tzarasai taluya begufay, that the pasuk is specifically referring to the type of mitzera that his tzaras is taluy on his guf. Who's that? That's the mitzera mukhlat. The mitzera mukhlat, his whole tumah is based off the fact that he had something on his guf, he had a siman tumah, and then when does he become tar? It's not about a certain amount of time. A person could be a mitzera mukhlat for 50 years. There's no set amount of time that he's a mitzera mukhlat. He only stops being a mitzera mukhlat, he only becomes tar. We didn't mention this in the Hakdama, but a mitzera mukhlat does not become tar until the nega goes away. A mitzera musker, we said the max he could be behesker is 2 weeks. If there's no siman tumah, after a certain amount of time, so we said time heals, after 2 weeks he goes free. A mitzera mukhlat, he only becomes tar once the nega goes away. So now, when the pasuk says the din of priu prima, it says it about a person, v'hatzarua asher bay hanega. So says Rav, we're supposed to understand from this pasuk that the pasuk is referring to dafka misha tzarasa tluya begufa. That type of mitzera that his tumah continues and it's talui in his guf. Who's that? That's the mitzera mukhla. That his tumah is talui on his guf. It's only once the nega goes away, that's when he's going to become tar. Yatza zeh, as opposed to a mitzera musker, she'in sarasa taluya begufay. It's not that he needs something in his body to change. He doesn't need anything in his body to change to become tar. Ela biyamim. Like we said, time heals. After 2 weeks, he automatically becomes tar. So you see that this whole parsha of priya uprima was specifically referring to a mitzera mukhlat and not a mitzera musker. And again, agav, you see from this gemara also that a mitzera musker is something that time heals, like we said in the Akdama. After 2 weeks, even if the nega is still there, he doesn't need anything on his body to change. After 2 weeks are over, he becomes tar. There's a Rashi al Torah that seems to suggest otherwise. There's a Rashi al Torah that seems to say that even a Mitzayra Musker, if after 2 weeks his nega doesn't go away, he actually becomes a Mukhlat. It needs to be that the nega went away. But that means it needs to be that something happened to his body. This Gemara seems to be saying, Lahad, you're not like that. This Gemara seems to be saying that the tumma of the Mitzayra Musker goes away with time. He doesn't need anything on his body to change. And the Ramban asks on Rashi from our Gemara. The Ramban asks on Rashi that you see from our Gemara that nothing in the Musker's body has to change. He becomes tar after a certain amount of time. Nothing on his body needs to change. That's, and he brings a raya from this Gemara. So this is a makar that priya uprima does not apply to a mitzayra musker because it says asher bai hanega. It's mashma that the pasuk is specifically talking about a mitzayra mukhlat. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye asks Rava elamei ata. Now that you're telling me that the words hatsarua asher bai hanega, that refers to a mitzayra mukhlat. Basically, anytime I'm doing shnai mikra and I see the words vatsarua asher baya nega, you're telling me that I'm supposed to understand it's talking about a person who tzarazes tliya begufay, the hainu a mitzayra mukhlat. Ask the Baye if that's true. What happens when I get to the parsha of shiluach machanais? And over there it says that who has to get kicked out of the machane? It says kol yemei asher hanega boy yitma. It says so long as the nega is boy is tame. That's, we're talking about a mitzayra. Why do you have to say asher anega boy? Smashma misha tzarasa taliya begufay. L'chayra, according to your way of understanding the Torah, you're going to have to tell me that this pasuk also is referring to a person who tzaras is taliya in his guf, meaning a mitzayra mukhlat. Who detan shiluach? It's only a mukhlat that requires shiluach machanais. V'she'in tzarasa taliya begufay. Whereas a mitzayra musker, who is tzaras, is not dependent on his guf. As soon as 2 weeks pass, he automatically becomes tar, even if nothing on his guf changed. Then ein ta'an shliach, it's going to come out that he doesn't need shiluach machanais. Is that really true? A mitzayra musker doesn't need shiluach machanais. V'chitei ma'achanami, if you're going to tell me that, yeah, that's the halacha, that only a mitzayra mukhlat requires shiluach machanais, but a mitzayra musker is allowed to stay at home within the machane, that can't be. Because, v'alkatani, our Mishnah said that ein bein mitzayra musker le mitzayra mukhlat ela priu prima. It says that the only difference between a mitzayra musker and a mitzayra mukhlat is priya uprima. It's mashma ha'le'inyan shiluach ula tamuye bebiya, which is not relevant for our discussion, but ha'le'inyan shiluach zevizeh shavin. So they're both the same. Just like a mukhlat gets kicked out of the machne, so to a musker gets kicked out of the machne. According to your way of understanding the Torah, that doesn't seem to make any sense. It doesn't seem to fit with the pasuk. So Amarle, so Rava says back to Abaye that yemei kol yemei l'rabbis mitzayra musker. Enochanami asher hanega boy would be mashma that we're talking about a mitzayra mukhlat, and therefore I'm supposed to understand that the pasuk is referring to a mitzayra mukhlat. But then from that which the Torah says kol yemei asher hanega boy yitma, kol, the extra word kol, that's coming to be marbe even a mitzayra musker. Kol Yemei is coming to be married, but even a Mitzayra Musker, that even he has a din of Shiluach Machanais. That Amr like Kol Yemei, the Rabbi's Mitzayra Musker, the Shiluach. That he's also included in the Chiyuv of getting kicked out of the camp. Ask the Gemara, Ihachi, and the Bach takes out the Ihachi, but the way the Rashash explains the Ihachi is that he says that Ihachi, he's asking a general question now. Ask the Baye that if so, it comes out that really from the whole Tzura of our Gemara. What is our Gemara saying? The Mishnah, starting back from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that the only difference between a Mitzayra Musger and a Mitzayra Mukhlat is Priya Uprima. That a Mukhlat has a din of Priya Uprima, and a Musger, a Mitzayra Musger, does not have a din of Priya Uprima. And the Gemara said Minani Mili, which means that we need to have a Makar. Until we have a Makar, it seems like the Gemara assumes we're supposed to understand that whatever halacha applies to a Mukhlat is supposed to automatically apply to a muskar. It's only if you have a pasuk, so then I know to differentiate. But without a limud, I'm supposed to assume that the halachas are the same. So ihachi, if so, if that's true, that without a miyat, I'm supposed to understand that the halachas are the same, so ask the Gemara, tiglachas v'tzipayri my time alai. So then why is it that we don't say that the Matzera Muskar, as part of his Taira process, that he has to shave all of his hair, and that he has to bring the two birds? Where's the Drasha? Where's the Drasha? Why is it not the same as a Mukhlat? I thought we're supposed to understand that a Muskar has the same Halachis as a Matzera Mukhlat. And so why with regards to Tiglachas and Sipayrim is it different? The Katani, like, and how do we know it's different? Because our Mishnah says that Ein Bein Tar Mitay Chesker, Latar Mitay Chachlat, Ela Tiglachas and Sipayrim. It says that this is a difference between a muskar and a mukhla. And the question is if you're telling me all differences need a makar, so what's the makar for this difference? So Amar Abaye says to answer this question that Amar Kra, the Torah says, and this is a pasuk right before the parasha of Tiglachas v'Tzipayrim, and the pasuk says, "V'yatza hakayin al michutz l'machne, v'hine nirpa nega atzaras." So who's chayev in this Chiyav of Tiglachas and Tzipayrim? It's this Mitzayra who was near Panega Tzaras, and his Tzaras healed. So who's the Pasuk referring to? Misha Tzaras Atzliya Berefuais. Only the type of Mitzayra that we need it to be that his Tzaras is healed. That's only a Mukhlat. It's only a Mukhlat that becomes Tar once his Tzaras heals. He needs his Tzaras to heal to become Tar. Yatzazed, excluding a Musker, Shein Tzaras Atzliya Berefuais Elabiyamim. He doesn't need his Tzaras to be healed. He just needs to have 2 weeks pass by where he doesn't have a Simin Tumah, and then Mamela he becomes Tar. So you see that the whole Parsha of Tiglachas and Tzipayrim was given Dafka to a Mitzayra Mukhlat and not to a Mitzayra Musker. So that's the Makar to make this differentiation that Tiglachas and Tzipayrim only applies to a Mitzvah Mukhlat.